Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Are you saying then that you are in no matter what? You are not going to get up before that September 25th deadline, even if it appears you're going to lose and cost Republicans possibly control of the Senate?
Well, George, I'm never going to say everything that could possibly happen. I don't know the future, but I do know this. I knew that the party voters took a look at our hearts, understood who we were, had a chance to meet us in many, many different ways, and made a decision. And it makes me uncomfortable to think that the party bosses are going to dictate who runs as opposed to the election process.
But you still are open to getting out.
Yeah.
You still are open to getting out?
Well, I've made the decision to stay in because I believe that we can win this race. There is such a strong contrast between me and my opponent. We're about opposite on all things. She's in favor of Obamacare. I voted 30 times against Obamacare. And she is also strongly pro-abortion, and I'm pro-life. I think that contrast gives us a basis to win this, and I'm planning to win it.
Here is ABC's George Stephanopoulos talking to Missouri Congressman and Senate candidate Todd Akin. Akin says not only is he staying in the race, but he's expecting to win. So that's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Here are Mac Watson and Larry Gatos on their program talking to Meghan McCain about what Akin's decision means for the Republican Party.
Basically what he said, and Megan, I know you know the quote, just get everybody up to speed, basically said, hey, listen, if a woman is raped, the woman's body has some kind of a mechanism to shut down to make sure that she does not get pregnant. And he said something about a legitimate rape. This has been huge news. Megan, when you heard this, what was your reaction?
I mean, it's like something out of like a really bad, like SNL sketch that never aired because it's so offensive.
Right.
Like, it's delusional. And I mean, I don't know if anyone knows anything about women, but I can't shut off my ovaries whenever I want to. And just the fact that we're having a discussion about what a legitimate rape is or a little legitimate rape isn't, I mean, it's just insulting and scary, and I think he should resign, but as of 20 minutes ago on Twitter, I guess he's not resigning, and he's just exactly the type of individual that's wrong with politics right now.
All right, so if you want him to resign, why bother? Does this guy even have a remote shot of getting... I seem to think that the voters won't vote for him.
No, we have just handed this back over to Claire McCaskill, which, by the way, his numbers were up before he stepped in it, as you said.
Yeah.
And now we're going to have a really good chance of losing the majority in the Senate.
Right, but why? But why is the GOP so adamant that this guy stepped down? I would think that, man, this will take care of itself. He just won't get elected, and I don't have to worry about it.
Because I think had he stepped down, there was a time frame, I think it was 5 o'clock today,
yep,
that they could have put someone else in to run against her, and then we would have had a chance of being in the majority. At least that's, and he's just I don't know how to explain what kind of person he is, but someone who isn't educated enough to be a senator.
No, and I agree. He's not a very bright guy. There's no question about it. I mean, there are times when you can misstep in a sentence.
And Joe Biden.
Well, or you listen to this show 4 hours.
Right, that's true, too.
And Joe Biden is, yeah, I know that politicians do that, but I got to tell you, and I hate to say it, I don't think that it is out of the realm of possibility that this guy wins. We have seen more weird things happen. We've seen Harry Reid win when
but he's been incumbent.
I understand. You're right. Good point. But in Nevada, where the unemployment rate is awful.
Right.
Housing is, I think, number one in foreclosures.
Right.
He's just a pill. You know, he's not a good guy.
He says there's no illegal immigrant problem in Nevada.
And he, yes.
Really?
He's never seen an illegal alien.
No, not Nevada.
And he still got elected. So, hey, you know what? Who knows? This guy might still get elected.
Well,
never know.
As Megan pointed out, his numbers have dropped. We mentioned that yesterday on the show, that his numbers in less than a day, 24 hours, dropped 5%. I imagine they're even lower today.
This is the kind of publicity you can't even fathom. From what I understand, I have a friend that tweeted something about how foreign correspondents are calling this guy the abortion gas candidate. Mm-hmm. I mean, really, that's what you're known as internationally. Like, I don't understand why he doesn't step down. Then he's an egotistical maniac that is only seeing the good of himself and not the party.
Up next, more people reacting, more people talking, more people upset about Congressman Todd Akin when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Hey, it's Earl from the Walmart commercials, and I'm about to call a big Hunger Games fan.
Hello.
Hey, Audrey, do you know what movie this is from?
I volunteer as tribute.
Of course, it's Hunger Games.
Yes, you nailed it. You can be among the first to get your hands on the DVD.
Really?
Yep, Walmart's got it this Friday night at midnight with hours of extra DVD content.
That'll make me like Mom of the Year.
And it's backed by Walmart's low price guarantee, so they'll match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for the same product.
Wow.
Get Hunger Games at Walmart. See for yourself.
Ad match not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details. Store hours may vary. Rated PG-13.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.com.
Hey, John, how come there are no hot dog vendors out here? Is that just like preseason or something?
No, it's because you're in my living room.
Ah, right. That new TV is huge.
Football is a game of inches, so get to the ultimate football experience at Sears, and we'll help put some awesome ones on your wall. Save $250 on an LG 50-inch HD TV, just $499.99. This is game-changing. This is Sears. Offer ends 8/18/12. See store or sears.com/football for details. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii.
Please see chart E71 on page 1054.
Here's how most people go to school.
Fungible items.
But at Colorado Technical University, my multimedia online dashboard gives me total control, so I can rewind the class, pause it, or listen to last week's class again. Sound better? Check it out for yourself at ctuschools.com. That's ctuschools.com. CTU, are you in?
So Missouri Congressman Todd Akin, his decision to stay in the race, at least for now, and that's what he said. You never can tell what will happen in the future. Here's host Charlie Sykes talking to Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, who's added his voice to the growing throng of Republicans who've called on Akin to get out.
You also made some national news yesterday when you called on Missouri Republican Senate candidate Todd Akin to drop out of the race. It's somewhat unusual because you're not from Missouri. And not a lot of other governors had done that at the point. You were slightly ahead of the curve. But so tell me why you felt it necessary for you to intervene in that particular controversy.
Well, beyond just the fact that just personally was put off by what he said, I mean, this is a vast ignorance, and it's not just a misstatement. I mean, this is just raw. Like I said, the best case scenario is just ignorance and overall just an outrageous and completely out of touch statement. But in the larger context, why it matters, not just on a personal level, why it should matter not only to people in Missouri, but why it should matter to us here in Wisconsin and across America, is that prior to that statement, you know, the incumbent there had made a series of horrible missteps in the state of Missouri. Missouri is very much like Wisconsin, very much a swing state, but good, hardworking taxpayers, a good Midwestern work ethic kind of mindset, and looked like that was a race Republicans would very likely pick up because of her miscues. My belief is by him saying this, it isn't just a stepping on something little. I mean, this was a horrible, horrible, out-of-touch type comment that wasn't based on anything. I mean, this isn't, you know, for anybody who's pro-life, you know, that's never something that's come up legitimately as a discussion point. He's so out of step, and it's so offensive and so ridiculous that I fear that we've lost the opportunity to win that seat. And again, why it matters in Wisconsin is, you know, we got a close race. Tommy Thompson could be a part of being the 51st vote. I'd hate to be at a point where Tommy Thompson's election, hopefully, God willing, if that works out, is the 49th vote, because that doesn't get it done when we try to make sure we repeal the horrible Obamacare mandate that takes more than $700 billion from Medicare, that puts government decisions in the, or puts healthcare decisions in the hands of the government, that does all the other things that we need to do to fix America. I'd hate to be at a point where we fell a vote short in the United States Senate because this United States representative didn't see the wisdom of bowing out, and so I felt I needed to add my name to the chorus of folks from that state who said, get out, and fortunately, for the same reasons he was ignorant enough to make the decision in the first place, he appears to be ignorant to the reality of the situation he faces.
Host Greg Knapp talks about the fact that it isn't too late for Aiken to do the right thing and get lost.
He could still drop out all the way till September the 25th if a court goes along with it. The Republican Party would have to pay the cost of changing the ballots, and the Democratic Party has already come out and said, well, we'll challenge that. Yeah, of course you will, because Claire always wanted him on.
Oh, that's silly.
Well, that's what we talked about when she ran those ads. You know, a big report in the Washington Examiner the other day, Claire McCaskill spent money to help Aiken be on the ballot. We're like, yeah, you're about 3 weeks too late for that one, buddy. But we were talking about it when it was happening here on the show, when she was running those ads, especially on our conservative radio station, talking about how conservative Aiken was, and that was supposed to be a bad thing. And we came on the air several times, we're like, this is obviously Claire trying to get Todd Aiken to be her opponent. So now, is that because really she thinks he's that easy to win, or was she trying to split the conservative vote between her and him and Sarah Steelman and hoping that John Bruner would be that? But it sure looked like she wanted Todd Aiken. And one of the things she talked about was his stance on abortion and on birth control pills or abortion pills. And we talked to Congressman Aiken about that, but he didn't get to this type of statement until he went on the TV show in St. Louis, and that cost him a lot of support. How much support? Well, we know that he's got a lot of prominent Missourians coming out against him from the establishment Republican Party. People like Blunt, Ashcroft, Bond, Danforth, Talent. They said, we do not believe it serves the national interest for Congressman Todd Aiken to stay in this race. The issues at stake are too big and the election is simply too important. The right decision is to step aside. That's the statement from the four former Missouri U.S. Senators and Senator Blunt. You have Mitt Romney calling for him to step aside now. Paul Ryan calling for him to step aside. You got the National Republican Senate Committee calling for him to step aside. The RNC. You got Sean Hannity, Mark Levin, Jim Garrity, Dennis Prager, Charles Krauthammer, Hugh Hewitt, Ann Coulter, National Review Editorial Board, Wall Street Journal Editorial Board, the Tea Party Express, all calling on him to step aside. You got all kinds of senators calling on him to step aside. And the problem I have is the way that this has been done and the way it sounds like it's the party coming down hard. And to me, it reeks of the party telling the people instead of the people telling the party. And that's what I've got a big problem with. Now, if Congressman Aiken on his own decides that he thinks the best thing to do would be to step aside, that's a whole other issue. Because what I want to ask him, if we can get him on, is why does he want to stay? He's now coming out saying it was just one word in one sentence one time. Well, it was a little bit more than that. When he said, if it's legitimate rape, the female body has ways to shut that whole thing down, it wasn't just the word legitimate. It was also the idea that the female body has ways to try to shut the whole thing down when there's no statistical study to back that up. A theory by a pro-life doctor. Now, here's the other thing, though. This guy is a guy who's been there for 12 years. He's been voting consistently conservative on most issues. There's no doubt that he's a pro-life guy, and he cares very much about saving the lives of unborn children, which I think is commendable. So should this mistake be enough to just boot him totally out of it?
Up next, the presidential race. Don't forget our number. Get in the queue is 800-510-8255.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients. Aids in controlling yeast infections. Is never freeze-dried. And uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com. Spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, and that includes what's going on Talk Television as well. And that includes Steve Corbett, who talks here to Ben LaBolt from the Obama campaign about his remarks that describe Mitt Romney's recent attacks on Obama as unhinged.
You made reference to Governor Romney's comments seeming unhinged. Was that right off the top of your head, or was that planned?
Well, you know, I just thought it was interesting that over the course of the past year, Governor Romney has run almost an entirely negative campaign, tearing down his opponents and then telling them to stop whining. That has not been an issue-based campaign. And suddenly he changes his tune on Saturday when he announces his running mate and says he wants to focus the economic choice facing voters, which is what the president has focused on all along. And then he walked away from that pledge on Wednesday night and accused us of running a hateful campaign. And I think anybody who watched his speech would know that it was over the top, that wasn't focused on the issues that are going to decide the election. And it was important to call that out.
The other day, we spent 4 hours here in the afternoon talking about how the appointment and the anointment of Paul Ryan will likely hurt rather than help Mitt Romney. Now, obviously, I'm a commentator. I take sides. I'm a strange commentator to boot because I will attack the Republicans at any possible opportunity. But as a Democrat, I'm also very critical of my own party when they behave in ways I think they should know better. So when we talked about Paul Ryan as the VP running mate, we decided here, and I heard a lot of people in northeastern Pennsylvania agreeing with me, that not only will this hurt the Romney-Ryan ticket on a national level, we believe that the Ryan appearance will hurt a number of congressional races, particularly the one right here in the 11th Congressional District with Lou Barletta and the adjoining 10th Congressional District with Tom Marino. When you sit and strategize, in addition to the campaign for the president and the vice president, do you discuss these related congressional races as well?
Absolutely. A couple points. First of all these folks are running on the same budget and the same economic vision, and that's that we should force the middle class and seniors to extend and expand $5 trillion tax cuts for the wealthiest Americans. Under the Ryan budget, Governor Romney would pay less than 1% for his income taxes, and you'd see seniors paying thousands of dollars more out of pocket for their health care.
Here's radio man David Bowes talking about a new attack on Paul Ryan because he's Catholic, but not Catholic enough.
Paul Ryan under attack for being Catholic, but not being Catholic enough. Daily Caller has a story about Paul Ryan's former priest saying, "Your kids may starve to death," says Father Stephen Umhofer. "Your kids may starve to death because of Ryan's budget cuts." CNN's report.
Paul Ryan, you do not speak for us.
met by protest both outside and in. House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan went to Georgetown, the nation's oldest Catholic university, to respond to critics of his budget proposal.
Of course there can be differences among faithful Catholics on this. The work I do as a Catholic holding office conforms to the social doctrine as best I can make of it.
Ryan's recent comments that his Catholic faith guided him in planning the 2013 Republican budget caused an uproar among some Catholic groups, from the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops to about 90 Georgetown University faculty, all criticizing the GOP budget guru for linking Catholic social teaching to a budget they say goes against it.
We think that a budget document is a moral document. It should be motivated by moral values.
Father Tom Reese is one of the Georgetown faculty members speaking out.
A program that guts programs for the poor, cuts programs for health care, cuts programs that train people so that they can get jobs. This is the kind of thing we're very concerned about.
Okay, so basically you've just got a guy who's really liberal, who's got the collar on, saying, hey, boy, this is an outrage here. Because if you look at what Ryan's been doing with his reforms, it's not I'm ditching everybody. It's these programs have got to encourage people, for example, to get out of poverty. If you've got programs that are supposed to train people to work and they don't actually do it, then you're just wasting money and there's an opportunity cost and there's an irresponsibility there.
800-510-8255. So put your finger and your mouth and your mind together and call us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Again, the number is 800-510-8255.
Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-940-2669. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-800-940-2669. $99 installation charge. 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. 1-800-940-2669. That's 1-800-940-2669.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities, that owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
I'm a mid-sized business.
One of the engines of a smarter planet.
I want to run my business in the cloud.
Who can I trust?
A bookstore?
A search site?
I need a partner with experience.
To manage my infrastructure.
And help keep my data secure.
Introducing IBM Smart Cloud, starting at $56 per month. Learn why IBM is the smarter choice for cloud at ibm.com/engines/cloud. Price subject to change.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens, with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Time is 33 past the hour. What's new in the world of talk radio? Conversation really isn't new. The countdown focusing on the presidential race now and your calls at 800-510-8255. I'm Doug Steffen with John in Maryland, who typically leans to the right, but not so sure he's going to be there this year.
I came from a Democratic stronghold, still town. And then I saw that all that still left under the a democratically controlled House and a Republican president. And then the social issues, I kind of lean towards, conservatism. But after being 55 years old and seeing the same policies being driven by both parties, and then when one runs a policy, they disagree with the other party, I just ended up being an independent because I've been around too long to see that 4 years later, one party will advocate one principle, and then the other party would advocate the same principle, and then the other party would be against it. So I am more of a conservative than I am a liberal. So I typically lean to the right, not always, but typically for the Republican candidate.
All right, doesn't sound like he has. He may be where many of you are. If you agree with him, sound off. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Hawaii, where Michael has thoughts about Paul Ryan.
I really am happy that now Paul Ryan got in the picture. You know, he was nominated to be the vice president for, the Republicans. And so I think that really makes a choice for America. Now we have to choose between, a group that's going to try to get the cost of government down, and so we just don't go on and on until they have to print more and more money and be like Greece.
800-510-8255. Granted, there are strong differences among us. Are there strong differences among the politicians? The spin meter and the politics and how people are being broken down there, specifically the Republicans aiming at one group, the Democrats aiming at another group. the ages, who's voting along this line, the number of people that are supporting Ron Paul, who supported Obama before, and who's not now. Dorothy in Massachusetts looks forward to voting against Mitt Romney.
Several years ago, when Mitt Romney was governor here, I saw his push to push the tax burden on the local communities rather than rather than on the state. And so it was during that time that our town was not willing to cut back on their support of education, so the local property taxes went up. So by now my property taxes are approaching $10,000 for a small house, 1,600 square feet, old house, unrenovated. And so I decided that I was looking for an opportunity to vote against Mitt Romney.
All right, so where do you think, what difference does it make whether you're missing the point, Dorothy? The point isn't whether you pay state taxes, local taxes, federal taxes. The point is you're paying too much in taxes. You're contradicting yourself, and it isn't that it sounds foolish. It isn't well thought through. There are too many people who pay too much in taxes. There are too many taxes that are used for frivolous. Why should you pay taxes in order to help a charity that you don't support? Why is that important? Do you really bear down and look at why the taxes? Romney's effort to cut taxes at the state level was a signal, and then it also was an underscoring of a home rule. You want to spend more for education? You spend it, raise it yourself. That's the way the home rule amendment works. So you can vote against Mitt Romney should you like. Pretty interesting whether or not he carries Massachusetts, having been governor here. It looks like, well, there still is a lot of time. There could be any number of major gaps between now and then, the situation with Mr. Aiken. 800-510-8255, which definitely will impact the Republicans, not only in that state, but in other states. Third-party time, you hear a lot of people talking about that. Where's the discussion here on a third party? Patricia in Nevada thinks the Republicans aren't capable of compromising.
What I see going on, I really don't appreciate when the Republicans not agreeing on compromising. Compromising is the main thing in life. Everyone has to compromise to get things done for the American people. I am still listening and watching what is going on. I have voted Republican before. However, I would like to see more compromising in Congress. They're not getting things done for us. People are out of jobs. And if the president put a job plan out there, they look it over and see what can be done about it. If something can be changed, they change it and go down the list. Instead of saying the Republicans say no, no, no to everything, things doesn't work that way. I have switched, voted for Democrats, voted for Republicans before, and I just need everyone to come just to compromise. That's the main thing.
The two parties are the same. Described by one of the callers earlier, the right doesn't, they switch back and forth their thoughts and their allegiances because the parties are more important than the people. And that's why it is so important to get more parties. No parties would be great, just people who run. Why do we have parties anyway? What's the reason for that? 800, somebody call and tell me why we have parties. What's the reason to have a party? Why don't people just express themselves and find those who are in the same camp as you are on issues? Why does it, you know, Rita, what a waste all these party mechanisms are? 800-510-8255. That's what the battle is all about. Fred in California doesn't vote for candidates. He usually votes against somebody.
All my life, what I've done is I've voted against the guy that I didn't like the most.
So I don't really vote for anybody. I vote against the one that I find most worrisome. And then if I happen to vote for one who wins, I end up with buyer's remorse. So I've actually thought about not voting at all this time, although I think that Obamacare is such a tragedy that I think I'm feeling a little compelled to go and vote for Romney just to try and, you know, on the off chance that that would help to do something for it.
That's interesting. 800-510-8255. Are you voting for or are you voting against all of the diversions? Even the Medicare discussion is a diversion. The Aiken thing is a diversion. Mitt Romney running a campaign that seems to paint with a broad brush a focus on the economy. And you can figure, okay, he wants to rally voters because of jobs and fiscal policy, which for me is the issue. Meanwhile, the president is going, he's picking demographics. I was talking about that earlier, particular groups, and they can be age, they can have certain specifics of interest. He has tailored his speeches and a lot of ads to women and to older voters and now new young voters who may not have been around 4 years ago, because anybody that's around 4 years ago and is voting now isn't voting for Obama. Young people, for the most part, are staying far away from Barack Obama. Here's Shirley in Florida looking for a candidate who shows that they have the country's best interest at heart.
I would be willing to vote for in any either party or even possibly a third party that showed that they had the entire country's interest at heart and not just one particular party's interest at heart or one particular segment of the population at heart. I feel right now, for the last 4 years, I've just watched the Republicans just stonewall almost everything. It's like they just took on that attitude that we're going to make this president a one-term president. And it seems like that, to me, that happened. To me, the Republican Party is not the same party. They were a party of compromise at one time, but when the Tea Party got involved, everything changed.
800-510-8255. The Republicans are not the same as they used to be. And I wonder whether you think the Democrats are the same as they used to be. And back again to the discussion of parties and how it works on both sides. That's why I'm not a Republican anymore. I feel, as the gentleman who called earlier, an independent, check out everything and everybody. And I now, as I've become more mature, wonder what the heck we need these parties for. How do they serve to help you and help the country? They really, when you think it through, they don't. They don't serve you. They serve themselves. And they don't help the country. They help themselves. So what's the point? Why are they there? 16 before the hour on the countdown.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Which American general finalized the renewal of the Purple Heart during modern times? The answer after this.
When our soldiers come home, they're facing many challenges. With a struggling economy and a difficult job market, our veterans need our support. The last thing soldiers returning home need to be worried about is whether or not they'll receive the benefits they've earned. That's why it's so important to support the Purple Heart Service Foundation. Their mission is to make sure all veterans receive the benefits and support they deserve. Purple Heart Service Foundation needs your support to continue achieving their mission. No donation is too small. Go to their website, mophsf.org. All donations are 100% tax deductible. For vehicle donations, call them today, 877-743-1631. That's 877-743-1631. One more time, that's 877-743-1631. Help support veterans in need. Don't just say you support the military. Show them through your actions. Again, for cash or credit card donations, go to mophsf.org. That's mophsf.org.
In 1932, General Douglas MacArthur renamed the Badge of Military Merit the Purple Heart and revised the criteria for receiving the award to include combat wounds. As we observe Purple Heart Month this year, we remember the sacrifices made by all of our veterans from the Purple Heart Service Foundation.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg asking you this question. How many of you right now would make a commitment to be a lifelong motivational speaker? That's right. You get up in front of crowds. You get up in front of people, and you tell them how great they are. You tell them that they have the power to succeed. You tell them that all they need is belief. All they need is a tremendous attitude. And they're looking at you, and they can't wait for the next word to come out because they know you're right. By a show of hands or beeping of the horns, how many of us want to be motivational speakers? Well, guess what? You are one. You are a motivational speaker every day. Because when you're a parent, when you're a brother or a sister or a boss or somebody, people do look to you for motivational insights. You have that responsibility to give them the power, to give them the attitude. But first, it's got to start with you. Motivate yourself forever. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
800-510-8255. You're listening to the Chalk Radio Countdown Show and a discussion of parties and GOP bosses and Democratic bosses and how you benefit and who compromises and who doesn't. Kelly listening to the Jet in Lake City, Florida. Hi, Kelly. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to speak to the woman that was talking about compromise and I believe that everybody has the right to choose the candidate they want to vote for.
Sure.
But I believe they also should be very well informed before they cast that vote. And if she would take a look at the record of Congress right now, the Republicans have tried and tried and tried to pass bills or get bills on the Senate floor where Cherry Reed just quashes and tables everything that, just because it's Republican, everything they try to put through there. And it's just ridiculous that she wants compromise from both parties when one party's actually trying to do something and the other one, just because, you know, their opposition or Republican won't even look at it.
It's kind of how you see this. If you're on one side, you see it one way, and that's why I say this stuff is faked. The whole thing about party differences is a bunch of fakers. Harry Reid's the biggest faker. Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid, both fakers. Boehner, I don't know what I really get from him. I don't feel like he's as big a faker, though. Mitch McConnell is a big faker. So three of the four leaders of the two houses on each side, I'm just giving you my shot on it, are fakers. But you're right, compromise is necessary, and the president is not great at it either. Here's Adam in Laurel, Mississippi. Hi, Adam. You're on the countdown.
How you doing?
All right,
sir. That's exactly what I wanted to call about, was compromise. I am a conservative, but everybody wants this compromise. How do you compromise your values and your belief system?
You realize that for the greater good, sometimes you have to, because not everybody's going to agree with you. It depends on how, I guess, important you think the issue is, but the lack of compromise on foolish things or things that don't affect the whole country. There are regional issues. There are sometimes issues about social and welfare items that aren't going to, at the end of the day, in the light of eternity, make any difference. So why wouldn't you want to compromise on some of it? You don't have the problem is, I was about to say you're the problem, but I'll modify that somewhat. The people who won't compromise are the ones who life is a compromise. You always do everything that your wife asks you to do, or she always do everything that you ask her to do?
No, I compromise on things that I can.
Okay, well, so there you go.
I don't compromise on certain social issues. When you're talking about increasing spending and for welfare,
that's not a social issue. That's a political issue, and we ought not to. At this moment in time, if you're not compromising on that, then you're probably in the right park, because we have many problems that need to be solved, and these guys, they just want to. Neither side is compromising. Neither side has the right spin on it, it seems to me. All right, so thanks.
Alex Jones here with a great way to beat the blackouts, get off the grid, and generate your own supply of electrical power. Folks, with what's been going on in this country, I don't have to tell you about the power grid and just how vulnerable it is. That's in the mainstream news every day. Millions of people have lost their power in the last few weeks because of dangerous storms and killer heat that's pushing the grid beyond its capacity. I've always said that every family needs to be ready for blackouts. And if you don't have a backup system in place, I've got a great opportunity for you. Right now, our good friends at Solutions from Science are offering huge savings on their best-selling Power Hub unit. In fact, I think it's the best deal I've ever seen them make. It's literally thousands of dollars in savings. Remember, these backup systems don't need gas because they're solar-powered. That means there's no dangerous fumes and no noise. InfoWars listeners can get all the details at beattheblackouts.com. That's beattheblackouts.com.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
With a discussion of politics, the presidential race, we continue the things that you may need to know to have a good discussion about this today. Hopefully are included in our discussion. Republican Todd Akin remaining defiant, saying that he won't be bullied out of the race by the Republican Party bosses. Members of the party have been trying to get him to withdraw from the Missouri Senate race following the comments that he made earlier in the week on rape. He missed a deadline to easily drop out of the race on Tuesday, but he could get his name off the ballot with a court order should he decide to do that by September 25th. So, waiting and wondering. Interesting that Vice President candidate Paul Ryan has been painted with his same brush. We'll talk about that in a few moments after we listen to Douglas in New York.
The way I look at being an independent voter is it gives you a chance to sit back and take a look at the bull between the horns. You carefully examine the issues and you see what is not being said as opposed to what's being said. And by doing so, you can actually come down to a final conclusion on individual issues. And once you get the issues straight, then you can go for the man that best suits your political ideals.
All right, that's an interesting way and maybe an intelligent way, depending on your point of view. Got to be a little flexible these days, yes. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan, STEPHAN.com. Dave in Nevada has voted for candidates from both sides.
My first election was
Reagan, I voted Reagan, and then Bush, and I voted for Bush a second time but lost. And then I voted for Clinton the second time, and then I voted for Gore and lost that one. And then I voted for Bush the second time, and then I went Obama, and I'll be going Obama this time. Because, I vote economically mostly. I'm socially a liberal, but I believe that the economy is, you know, mostly about supply and demand, and I don't see the purpose of stimulating the supply when there's no demand. I believe that it just spreads the income inequality and the money just ends up overseas. They're sitting on so many trillions of dollars because there's no demand to invest in the country. We need to stimulate demand. And I believe that Obama, I think both parties are captured by the big banks. One of them gleefully, the Republicans, and maybe the Democrats reluctantly, but they're both captured.
800-510-8255. Meanwhile, Paul Ryan found himself in the hot seat over his own position on the abortion issue. He called Aiken's statements outrageous, declined to explain the phrase, quote-unquote, forcible rape, which appeared in an anti-abortion bill that he co-sponsored with Aiken. All he would say was, rape is rape, there's no splitting hairs over that. For more than a decade, he's opposed all abortions except to save the life of a woman. I'll leave that. Let it, the words speak for themselves. Edward in Florida, you're next, sir. Please, let's hear from you. You're a Republican or not?
I am so disappointed with the Republicans for being such obstructionists to the point where they're actually harming our country. And I feel that this is so irresponsible. I will definitely be voting for President Obama this year. I have never in my life voted for a Republican, and the way they're behaving now, I probably never will. It's either Republican or Democrat, and since the Democrats are the lesser of two evils, you know, I have to go with the Democratic platform. At least they wouldn't try to harm the country in trying to get their political agenda across. They will not harm the country. The Republicans will.
All right. Who's harming now, I guess, is the question. Everybody's got a different way of understanding. But isn't it awful when you listen to all these folks talking about who they're going to vote for, the person they like most, or they like that they least dislike. I think that's the way to put it. Sheila in Connecticut, please go ahead.
I think they should get rid of the Electoral College immediately. It's a setup for the Republicans, and it's totally unnecessary, the same way redistricting is. With the age we are in now, everyone out in the boondocks is kept up to date as to what is happening in the world. If they don't have a TV, they sure have a computer. And I think they should get rid of the delegates. And what I don't like in Connecticut is they don't let we independents vote in the primaries. I think it is totally foolish. I'd like a clear answer on that.
It's not only foolish, it's un-American. And I agree with you, not for your reasons, but I agree. Wesley in California, finish this off.
It goes to the character of the individual and his integrity. And I think that everybody is talking about is President Obama's transcript. I haven't heard of any other president being asked about the transcript, nor about Mr. Romney's transcript. So that all goes back to honesty, integrity, you know what I mean, and character. And this guy has no character. He's lied from the beginning and he lied to the end.
All right, Mr. Wesley, I'm Mitt Romney as we finish the countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganix. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganix.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganix.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganix. Life's getting better.